Well, over the past few months, we've looked at some biometrics technology that's being used more and more for identifying people by police departments and other government branches. And this time around, we looked to Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. The AP reported this in early April, and their leading line was, "Hand scanning has taken the place of photo identification for season pass holders at Busch Gardens and Water Country USA." And they reported that Doug Stagner, the Busch Gardens Vice President of Operations, had told them the new system will allow pass holders to enter the park more quickly, prevent fraud, and eliminate the need to wait in line to get photo IDs taken. "We're trying to streamline the process," he said. "We need some way to match the person to the pass, and this is a new, quicker way to do it. More than 1,000 people have been scanned using the new hand geometry system." Well, now, this process he's talking about, my friend, is called biometrics. It uses electronic devices to verify identity by recognizing unique characteristics such as fingerprints, hands, and the iris of the eye. And the technology is used widely in verification systems at airports and security-sensitive facilities. Now, at airports, the biometric systems are typically linked to a national database, which has enabled airlines to do background checks. But critics, of course, have raised privacy concerns. Folks, all around us, this technology is making our world smaller and smaller. No doubt some of these things are good for our own protection. If only we could trust the government and private sectors to use the information that they're gathering on all of us properly and privately. I assure you of this much, however. All of these little identification methods are being tied into a national and worldwide database, and far too many people will continue to gain access to your personal information. Well, while we keep the updates coming, maybe you should start looking into just how much of this technology has already become involved in your life and just how easy you make it for people to collect your data.
Derek Prince says, think about this.
Stay in the Word. Don't take just 5 minutes a day with your Bible. Live in it, read it, meditate it, believe it, and that world will become so real to you that there'll be nothing in this world that could tempt you or attract you in any disloyalty to Jesus Christ. Now, I believe in enjoying life. I believe in pleasure, but I don't want to love the world nor the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I owe everything to my Father. I don't want to be disloyal to him. I want to show him my gratitude, my appreciation.
Here's a song by Jeff Thurman, and he asked the question, how are you living?
I want to know.
I care for you and pray for you. Most days
I want to know.
Tell me how you're living.
I want to know.
How are you living, my friend? If the things that you've been listening to on this CD have stirred your heart and mind, stirred your soul and your spirit, if you have questions that you're searching for answers for, if you'd like to get some straight talk on how to know that when your time on earth is over that you'll definitely spend eternity in heaven, then use the contact information on the front of this CD. There's a mailing address, an email address, a website to go to, and, well, there's even a 24-hour toll-free voicemail line that's dedicated to taking in your prayer requests, your spiritually related questions, and a place to testify of God's goodness in your life. It's so very important to give God the glory for His mercies, you know. If you aren't in that place in your life where you can testify about your personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you can't pick up the phone and say that you have that assurance that your final stop is eternity in heaven, then you need to take a moment and acknowledge your Creator, Jesus Christ. Then take another moment and thank Him for taking your place on the cross and dying for your sins. He did this for every human being on the planet. Invite Jesus to make Himself real in your life, and He will take you up on this invitation. We can never be good enough, and we can never earn God's approval into heaven on our own merits. Jesus reminds us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one will ever make it to eternity in heaven without Him. Pray that prayer. Make that invitation to Jesus to forgive your sins, and then you'll have another reason to call into the voicemail line to tell us that your final stop is heaven, that you prayed this prayer and received Jesus as the Lord of your life and the Savior of your soul. Well, that's about it for this month's Highways and Byways. Now, there is a last track on this CD with some information about having Highways and Byways mailed directly to your home each month through a yearly subscription. And there's some additional information about becoming involved with this Highways and Byways ministry. If you have an interest, please listen and consider getting involved. If not, may God smile on your life and keep you between the lines as you travel the highways and byways of this great country. God bless you, and God bless America.